It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
$15 to $20 haircut.
Every bit of it. Every bit of it.
All right. But hang out with us. I got mine cut, so I'm happy with it.
I'm sick. yours looks good, man.
I appreciate that. But a lot to get to today, as it is a Texans titty too. Wow. Wow.
You know how to brighten a man's day.
The livest Texans ticket Tuesday you've ever been a part of.
I hit the dump. It is a Texans ticket Tuesday.
I saw somebody walk by the window out here, but I didn't tell who it was. Was it a person? I didn't see. So we're going to rewind the video. My camera will tell you who walked by out here.
Hold on, so.
I didn't even see anybody. A Texans. Bitch, now you give me all these T's. A Texans ticket Tuesday.
Ticket Tuesday.
And this guy emceed an event this morning.
I did, man. I had more difficult names to say than this.
Is that my boy Ron?
Texans ticket Tuesday. Apologize today. Thank God that's a drop you can't make. But again, in the 5 o'clock hour, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets in the bullpen. I don't know why people are calling.
A pair of what?
We're not going to.
A pair of tickets to be.
Tickets. Wow. Texans Ticket Tuesday, 5 o'clock, your chance to win a pair of tickets in the bullpen. Someone was hooked up with Payne from Payne and Pendergast. I know there was a winner from In the Loop who was out at Texas Star Grill Shop, and you'll have a chance to win in the 5 o'clock hour right here on the drive if I am still employed. I will give you a cue to call, and you'll be able to win a pair of tickets to this game, this huge game against the Colts on Sundays.
Well done. Hell of a start, man. Hell of a start.
That's one we can't say, right?
A fun pair.
I did it the dump. I do remember getting in trouble for that in my first year of radio. That you cannot say that. So apologize if anyone heard that. All right, let's get to it, because coming up we got a special treat. As the NBA season starts tonight, the Rockets start tomorrow. You'll be able to hear 7-time champion Robert Horry, former Rocket, who's won 2 championships here. He will join us coming up here in just a minute in this hour. So stay tuned for that. A lot of Rockets news. They signed their 2 guys and give them big deals. So a lot to talk to with him as the NBA season is coming up. But it is, God dog, more tees. Tape drop Tuesday in the building as the Texans game against the Packers. And Clint, you've watched the film. And I guess the big thing that people are talking about the last 2 days still is the offensive performance. It was terrible, especially from a passing game perspective. CJ threw for 86 yards. He was under 50% completion rate, something you would never think would happen to him, especially in this season, year 2.
Yeah.
Was the offensive issues, the performance, as bad as it was when you watched it live?
It was worse. Yeah, it was worse. The pass pro that everybody's aware of, you can the majority of that you can see on the TV copy, so that's pretty spot on. The pass protection was awful, and we're just talking about the bodies that are out there, the players that are out there executing what they've been asked to execute were absolutely awful. The communication, the mental and physical approach, effort, energy, physicality, give or rip. It was all absolutely brutal, awful. The pass protection was bad. And again, it wasn't just one guy. It was across the board. Laramie had his time. Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs had their times. Shaq Mason clearly had a couple of times. He was the better offensive lineman of the group, actually graded out somewhat decent. I think he was actually top five Texans from a PFF grade perspective. But Shaq took his turn. Tytus Howard had his turn. Cade Stover had his turn. Damn sure Dalton Schultz had his turn. Dari Ogunbowale had his turn in the backfield. And the overall effort of pass pro, as many have said over the last day and a half, was unacceptable. It was embarrassing, and it's going to take a lot to fix it. It's going to take 7, 8, 9 guys from a player perspective being significantly better, both mentally and physically, to fix it. And there ain't no hiding from the big eye in the sky. That is spot on, 100% true with this pass protection. It's just, I don't care if you do run the football well, as we saw this weekend. They ran it well. Joe Mixon was an absolute beast. It's still not going to be enough when this is what you're going to do from a pass pro perspective. So, yes, Ron, that part of it was bad as well. But the scary thing is I got two more things for you, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure what was worse.
We knew the offensive line was worse.
Yeah, because we could see it on TV copy. Everybody can see it. We're right there in front of God and everybody. We all know it's bad, right? And I didn't expect to turn the film on and feel as strongly or even worse about other parts of this offense, but I do. The pass catchers on this football team were absolutely suffocated. Zero separation. Again, whether we're talking about $22 million man Steph Diggs, if we're talking about twitchy, explosive, big play, game-changing wide receiver Tank Dell, we're talking about $12 million man pass catch first, pad receiving first tight end Dalton Schultz. There's very, 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 very little opportunity as it pertains to separation created. You see it, you make the throw. The couple of you know, the catch from Diggs where there's some separation, that was one. The obvious schemed up where Dalton Schultz early in the game for a good chunk play was one. But there were very, very few and far between opportunities for just catch and runs. Whether we're talking screen game, quick game, mid-range game, or deep game, play-action game, whatever the hell you want to call it, there were just literally Green Bay's defensive backs were suffocating these wide receivers. And by the way, tight ends, backs, everybody included, it was, I don't know which was worse, to be honest with you, the protection or that.
Yeah. It felt that way. Because it felt like, all right, the protection, well, we didn't see, you couldn't really, didn't have a chance to throw. But many times when we did see throws, on the other 55% of the time when it wasn't immediate pressure, it did seem like they were in their hip pockets. It did seem like there was close coverage from the corners for the Packers in this game.
Well, that is spot on. There's a third. And again, it's a tight race here for which one was worse, which one was more embarrassing. The scheme was bad. I mean, and I say that in a sense of like, there were very little to no, like, right now answers, right? Like, give me answers right now. Hell, we saw Jordan Love do it multiple times. We saw him do it 3 or 4 times on the final drive. You know, find the soft corner, bang the slant, you know, run a little snag concept, you know, bang the snag or the flat, whichever one is there first. The scheme just presented very few opportunities, and answers is the catch word in football nowadays for CJ Stroud when they were blitzing him. And it seemed like from a scheme perspective, Like, the Green Bay defensive backs were running routes for the Texans. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.